With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two, 3 hour show. It's right here on ESPN 97.5, talking about a lot of things. Got into the first game of four games that happened this weekend. We talked Chiefs Patriots. We talked weight loss challenge. We talked your ventures up north. I did want to ask you, by the way,
okay,
because I know it's different and it's challenging when you're traveling. When you had been dieting already leading up to this. Did you stick with
They're
it?
Not good.
No?
I came home.
Well, I was going to say, because then I was I'm thinking about it going, and you Juicy Lucy'd.
And cheese curds for the first time.
Oh, don't you know? You betcha.
Never had a cheese curd.
Did they squeak for you? Because that's the sign of a fresh curd when you bite into it if it squeaks.
It squeaks?
I didn't know that, really does. But they did not squeak. Then there was no squeakage in the curds.
Good thing no one told you, because then I could tell with your
what's squeaks again?
Cheese. It was just
cheese curd.
It was just cheese.
And really?
It tasted amazing.
Yeah. So essentially, yeah, cheese curds.
I'm all
are...
in. Now, I will say this. Everybody that I was with was from there. So when we got the cheese curds, they came with ranch. And they were like, what the hell is this?
But
they don't need ranch.
They weren't like deep fried or anything, right? You just got the curd.
No, it was like fried. Like it had a fried.
So that's different.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the real cheese curds. You can buy them.
They're cold?
Almost in a... Well, you can heat them up if you want, but when you buy them or there's places you can get them to make sure they're fresh, they come in almost like a clear plastic bag. And again, you bite into them, and if you bite into them with your front teeth, they will squeak. That's how
fresh
they are.
So they're not warmed up?
No, that's more like a curd nugget.
Okay, because these were fried.
Yeah, see, that's a different thing altogether.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was delicious, whatever the hell it was.
The curds are good, too.
It was delicious. So I had the cheese curds and a Juicy Lucy at the same time. Like, the cheese curds was the appetizer.
You were just breaking out at the seams.
And then the Juicy Lucy. And then I was just like, I'm going to fart for 3 days straight now because of this. But it was delicious. And I came back and weighed. I had gotten down to 194 mm-hmm. pounds mm-hmm. before. And I don't know if it was last week or what. But I am 20. I was 201 this morning.
I don't know how you take off and put on that quickly.
Don't ask me. I have no idea, but yeah, the diet didn't go well. But you've never had a cheese curd either, Nick?
No, never in my life.
You would have loved it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, both ways. I mean, obviously the way he did is more like the touristy way, because then it's
but they
melted
were, that's what
and
I'm thinking
that.
They got them that way.
A true cheese curd is literally like a ball, an oddly shaped ball of cheese.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just, I don't know.
And when you bite into it, it has to queef, right, Joel?
Yep.
It
has to squeak a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Squeak or? Oh, my
squeak,
bad.
Squeak, yeah.
My bad.
What?
Squeak. It has to squeak.
No, you said queef.
I did not say that.
No, you totally did.
I did not say that.
Why are you?
I didn't say anything like that.
I totally know you did.
Joel, did you hear that?
I don't know what you're... Yeah,
he
you
totally
did say
heard
yeah,
that.
He did, yeah.
He didn't even see. He didn't even hear.
Right, because I knew what you were doing. I mean, I thought you were...
Look, I should have pulled you guys and be like, no laughing.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not a cheese curd?
No.
Well.
Now, if you Google...
That's what they look like. I did. That was the first image
that
pops up.
That popped up for cheese curds?
Yeah, look. That's all...
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah, well, my buddies went to Lambeau, too, last year, or earlier this year. Yeah, if you get the real deal...
That's what you're talking about.
Yep. That's what I said. The clear plastic bag, and you can get them in different
flavored cheeses. Yeah, but see, like, these are all... These just look like mozzarella sticks almost.
Yeah, they're like cheese nuggets.
Yeah, basically.
They sound amazing. I would order so many of those.
Now, I'll get, like, a bag of cubed cheese at the grocery store.
Yeah, you said that before. I can't do that.
No?
Mm-mm. It's cold, right?
Yeah. Or I'll get, like a block of sharp cheddar, and then you get, like, a really good... I can't say this without you guys acting immature, but you get a really good sausage... and sausage and cheese. It's good. Just that's what we'll have for dinner.
So in the Midwest, unlike your beaver nuggets or whatever you're eating when you're watching games and stuff like that, in the Midwest, Barry's right. It's like just a tray with cubes of cut up sausage and cut up cheese.
I should have been a Midwesterner. I missed my calling. I would have been a great Midwestern fat ass guy.
Well, you would have enjoyed sweatpants,
yes,
bratwursts,
yes,
wursts, wearing plaids with other patterns and without having any sense of color coordination.
Yes.
I don't feel like it, but you know what? I remember you saying that last week, Joel, but I feel like nobody color coordinates anymore. Like even millennials, like they just don't. They'll have like a red jacket with a black shirt on, green pants with red shoes. Like it's...
That could be.
It
like
really,
the running
it really,
joke at Lambeau is their team colors are green and gold and camouflage, hunting orange, and anything colored Badgers or Brewers. Because in their mind, any of those things worn in any combination
style
justifies full support of that team.
Well, that's all you weird guys have over there, so you kind of have to, right?
Well, there's nothing else to do except
I mean, in terms of at least
sleep
sports
in the
teams.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But like all of my friends that work at the different teams said, oh, yeah, like someone came to the Bucks game the other night and they had like Packers hat, Brewers sweatshirt, Badger sweatpants. Didn't care. They didn't fit right.
Oh,
no, no big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I didn't run into any hot chicks. There were not a lot of...
I think Joel warned you on that one, right?
I did. I warned you on that.
A lot of homeless
And I can
chicks.
Tell you this. There, it's Forever 91, because they're Forever 91 pounds overweight, so that's why they don't shop with the skinny tees and all that other stuff.
There was... In fact, I don't even recall. You know, you'll travel some places, and you'll be like, at least one point during your trip, you'll be like, oh, she's hot.
Nope.
Never one time.
I feel like you guys are just labeling Minnesota. Some
well,
hot
it's
chicks
Wisconsin
in Minnesota
too. It's Wisconsin, Minnesota, yeah, Illinois.
Some hot chicks in Minnesota.
Idaho, out of the Dakotas,
Idaho.
Idaho's getting on the borderline.
So if you were
there are
Jimmy
no hot chicks in Ohio.
Well, not Jimmy Butler, but Karl Anthony Towns. Where are you partying in Minnesota? Like if you're an athlete,
in the where I told you,
same place.
No, First Avenue. The whole Prince in that area. All right, it's called Hennepin Avenue. Don't go on Hennepin Avenue. That's where the hookers are. But First Avenue is right there off Hennepin. But in and around, they have a lot of, in the downtown Minneapolis area, there's a lot of clubs and spots to go. And most of them are connected via Skywalk, so therefore you don't have to go outside. So yeah, it makes it more convenient. But
yeah,
you know how you worry about your armpit
big...
sweating?
Uh-huh.
In Wisconsin, both men and women worry about their rib cages sweating. Because that's how much fat is built around them, and it layers to where they get the sweat marks
on,
like when
on
you,
the side, the gut
on the side,
yeah.
But it's like almost like a rugby shirt. Like it's sweat, yeah, not
funniest
sweat,
thing
sweat.
Ever.
The way the fat sits... The fat, the part
I
that's
love that
getting
we're breaking
skin,
this down.
Yeah, the fat, the part that the skin gets on the cloth, that's actually the dry part, and then the folds from.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's where the sweat is.
By the way, text line totally heard you say queef. Everyone's definitely what heard what you
might
heard
be the
Barry
app or something.
Nick's reaction to that?
Nope.
I can't even do it, but close enough.
Yeah,
does that sound like that?
Everyone's agreed. It was a good try, though. Valiant effort.
No, it was you guys just being immature about the situation. I would never say anything like that, but whatever.
Somebody
we can move
to,
on.
Somebody wants to know where there'll be a weigh-in on Saturday. I don't believe so.
Are the Man Centers open on Saturday? Because the office isn't.
I don't know.
That would be your only hope.
That's a good question. Nope, doesn't look like it. I'm seeing Monday through Fridays. Now, you can come up. They also said, what are the hours at Gal Media? I don't know. What time can they weigh in here? What time do we close? 5?
Normally. Keep it little. Let's wait on that.
You sure?
I think it should be 10 to 4 because don't come like 8 in the morning or at 5. It might be closed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think after
so
5.
So I would say
10
a.m. to 4 for now, to be honest.
I know you work just at lunchtime. Head out. There's a Man Centers on Katy Freeway. There's a Man Centers Tomball, West Alabama.
Pearland.
Oh, no. That's
West Alabama's
Alabama.
Our office.
Yeah, Pearland. My bad.
So the Galleria.
Yeah, Galleria. Good to go. Just do it during lunch.
Well, we'd like to get the numbers up and help as many people as possible.
Besides, you shouldn't be eating anyways at lunch.
What do you
want them to starve? What do you want them to do?
Well, why else are they entering the weight loss challenge, guys?
If you're Lance Fairline, you're eating. You're just not paying for it. You're going to the food court while you got your speedwalkers on, and you're just taking all the samples.
By the way, a couple of people chimed in on when we were talking of sleeves in the cold.
Yeah.
So JJ said, I played college ball in the Midwest. If you're playing... Actually, your arms don't really get that cold. It's more like hands and feet. So I would wear gloves and extra socks, but not arms. And then someone else said, I played high school when it was in the 20s in the sleet and snow, you didn't wear sleeves because they would get wet and heavy and
slippery.
Make you colder.
You could fumble too.
And they make you colder.
But nowadays, with the technology they have, you can get those rubber-based sleeves with a little texture to them.
Oh, my God. This guy's got to stop texting the show. That's just way too many texts.
Here's one for you. And, Nick, you might want to look this up during the break. But the other thing that was a myth they were trying to dispel is if you coat your arms and the skin parts that are going to be out in the open with Vaseline, you won't get cold. So Dylan Dreyer, the weather girl on the Today Show, who's not difficult to look at, decided to lube up her entire frame with Vaseline last year.
Really?
And then found out that it was a little bit frigid, so then they wouldn't give her a coat because they were like, no, you're going to get Vaseline all over the inside of the coat, and she was freezing her butt off.
Wow. Where the hell did it go? Forever 91, spit my drink out.
See?
There you go.
There you go. And you know my theory on the women of the Midwest, and I you can hammer me if you want, but it's true. But you put every cold season, you put on 5 to 10, you only take off 2 to 5, and by the time you're 30, you're plus 30, and it's all downhill from there, but it's all uphill on the scale. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's the Usual Suspects, and we are still getting ready to talk about the other three football games and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere, right here on ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Kane is in the building.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back hour number two, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studios on a Monday. News out of Rockets camp, not good for Red Nation and you Kool-Aid drinkers. Clint Capella is not going to be giving you a thumbs up for 4 to 6 weeks. He's got a thumb issue that's going to keep him out that long. So add him to the list of Eric Gordon, who's supposed to be back this week, Chris Paul, who's supposed to be back within the next 2 weeks, and now you're out a month, month and a half with Capella. Not good news for a team that is absolutely overly relying on their superstar. So we can get to that at some point during the show.
Yeah, bad news indeed. And then they got the game with the Grizzlies coming up.
Tonight,
you lose that game to a bad Grizzlies team. And
after losing the game you should have won yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday. So I think it's a huge loss because I think Clint Capella is the guy that's been supplementing the most in the absence of Chris Paul and Eric Gordon, and at least in terms from a scoring perspective. He's definitely that guy.
He's had to be the second superstar without Paul, without Gordon. I mean, he was your one of your three anyways. Mm-hmm. But he's had to step up even more.
And you just got to wonder. I wrote the article for SportsMap last night about the fact that you can't afford, because it's so delicate, you need everybody in your rotation right now, that we talked about this last week. If you're going to give up a Gordon, you're going to have to get a Gordon plus to come back and help you. Yeah. And that's tough because when he is healthy, he does contribute. But how many more Daniel House and Austin Rivers can you dig up? Because the thing is, and it's a catch 22. Like last night, Rivers in his hometown goes off, gives you a bunch of points. But I was talking to Craig after the game when they were going to the airport, and I said the big key stretch is you got to be careful. Some of these guys get so comfortable feeling they can shoot at any time, and it's such a, you know, openly encouraged offensive system. Rivers airballs a three with a lot of shot clock left. And then immediately on the flip side, fouls for an and one for the Magic. And that really fueled the middle to the end of that run where they went on an 18-4 sprint and they just dusted the Rockets. And it's like, I just don't know how much more help they can find. And I don't know if a trade's going to be able to bring you everything in return to save this rotation.
I tell you what, it's going to be ugly because a big part of this Rockets offense is pick and roll with James Harden and Clint Capella. And so now you're not going to have that. Nene is your guy. I mean, Jochi, is he going to be
gone.
Up?
They cut him.
Oh, that's, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what they do. Is this going to be a small ball team from here on out? I mean, is this one of those things where it's now going to strictly be perimeter shots? Because you can't run the pick and roll with Nene.
I'll tell you
it's
what
just
it
not
is.
Going to happen.
Because you're right. The way they offset doing nothing but ISOs for Harden is they run high pick and roll.
Yeah.
But now if you take the high pick and roll out, now you're going to see even more of what we said. And I kept saying it was coming. I didn't know when, but they were going to try and really overplay James, double team James. It's starting to come. Orlando did it again last night. But here, if you take the pick and roll out of the equation.
It's a one-dimensional offense.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing is they're starting to call Tucker for those screens when he runs pick and roll. Mm. You can't afford to get P.J. Tucker in foul trouble because now you lost.
You can't.
Arguably your best big man defender if Capella's out.
They're forced to go with these smaller lineups, and they're going to continue to do that. As long as there are no additions made to the roster, I expect smaller lineups to be utilized or even tried against many of the teams, especially going forward with the absence of Clint Capella. Now, I imagine some of the other guys will get more minutes like Hartenstein and Nene. But still, for the most part, I mean, that's
a big drop off.
It was a huge drop off too, by the way, because the last time Nene took the floor, I was like, does he play D line for one of the playoff teams still in the NFL playoffs? He got huge.
He's massive because all he does is work out. I think, man.
You're saying it's muscle. He's not overweight.
I don't think he's overweight at all. I mean, don't take this wrong, but I saw him shirtless in the locker room after the game. He does not look overweight. He looks like a dude that takes. Like, he does a lot just to prevent injury because he knows it's coming.
That hadn't worked.
And I think at this point, honestly, the Rockets. I looked right past
it. How much time do you need to go back at him on that one?
I know.
Did you get a semi?
See, here you go. I'm not allowed to take pictures in the locker room, sir.
No?
Nope.
You just take mental pictures. Snapshot. Got
Did
it right
you
here.
Get a semi?
I knew I wasn't going to be able to finish my thought. I knew it.
Save it right here in semi. The spank bank. File that under nay, nay.
Anyway,
nay,
because I was being professional and appropriate.
Oh, okay.
But really, if you think about it, I feel like the Rockets are just squeezing out every little minute that they can from Nene. Because when you think about it, the NBA
else is squeezing their little minute.
The NBA kind of did them a favor because with that over 38 rule, they were forced to restructure that contract. It was initially a 4-year contract that they offered to Nene, and then they had to rescind that offer and make it a 3-year contract. Because anything that extends over your 38th birthday cannot be more than 3 years. So they actually did him a favor. Now that money is guaranteed, the Rockets are just trying to squeeze out every little minute that they can in hopes of him not getting injured. And that's all you can do with a player like Nene right now.
That's true, but haven't they also been resting him every other game?
Yeah, but that's what they've been doing that his entire career with the Rockets.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't that go against trying to squeeze out every little minute if he's only playing in half the games?
Right, but he's only got 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah.
Okay, they are preserving him as much as they can. A lot of times they cap him at 15, 10 minutes.
Right.
What else are you going to do? I mean, what else are you going to do? Just play him when you can.
I mean, this is going to be predominantly a small ball. We all agree on that. This is going to be a small ball team until Capella's back.
Well, I do agree, but my rebuttal initially is going to be, what else can they play?
Yeah.
They don't even have, I mean, like Nick's saying, you can go to a different offensive set for 10 minutes or less, and that's it.
Right, but even then, you're not really running the high pick and roll with Nene. I mean, he's not the guy to do that. This is a time when they miss.
You can run high pick and roll with Nene because he's a good face-the-basket jump shooter from 15 in. But again, now you're going against D'Antoni's philosophy of the mid-range jumper, too, because he doesn't really care for that.
Yeah, how long has it been since Nene's taken a mid-range
jumper?
Well,
I've seen him even when he came. First thing he did right when he came back, when he finally got in the game this year, he hit a face-up 15-footer, and I was like, man, he's still got a touch for a big man, which is rare.
Yeah, it's rare, and he doesn't take those attempts. I don't think it's because he doesn't want to. I think it's probably what they instruct him to do for the most part. I think they want him to be productive closer to the paint and closer to the rim. But, yeah, he can absolutely take that shot. And I don't think the pick and roll is not necessarily going to work with Nene because he can always break to the basket, not necessarily get an alley-oop pass from one of the Rockets, but he can at least, you know, give him a bounce pass, a pass to where he can break to the basket, hit a bucket, layup, dunk, whatever.
You better hope there's another Tyson Chandler type that gets bought out. Because I know he's an L.A. guy and wanted to go back to L.A., but that's one of the main things that I was getting at in my article. The biggest thing that they're going to need to look for are these buyouts that are coming with teams where they want to go completely young or completely without admitting it, they're tanking, and they don't want veterans. They want to see what they got in some of the guys they have. But I threw out Chandler Parsons. Nick and I discussed that a little bit. But there's going to be guys like that Chandler Parsons situation when they're bought out that they could really use if they have any ability left in the tank at all, especially as you're talking about front court players.
Yeah, I wonder, though, do you change the offensive philosophy? So I know that this is a team that looks to get a shot up pretty quickly, mm-hmm. and they like the perimeter shots, but I think I would almost go to almost a fast break style of offense where, you know what, it's not even setting an offense. It's get the rebound, get down the court as quickly as possible, get to the rack, and try to live at the foul line, because you're limiting your exposure and your weaknesses offensively otherwise.
But here's my thing. I think that's already what they're supposed to be doing. Because when you were first saying that, I thought you were going to say slow it down and go half court. But that's initially what a Mike D'Antoni offense is supposed to be. But the only reason they're not doing
it
is because they're just riding every ounce of Harden they can. And Harden's at his best when, regardless of whether it's a rebound or a made basket or whatever it is, when it gets to James's hands now in the last month, it is get out of the way, give him space, and let him dribble it 17 times.
But what I'm saying is yeah, they're getting up a shot within 7 seconds, but it's still a perimeter shot. I'm suggesting that they look more to get to the rack.
Attack.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have great perimeter shooters as it is, at least with the pick and roll. You had some sort of offensive play that you could run, and you could still use that, like you said, to set up perimeter shots. Just get to the rim, man. Get to the rack. Get to the foul line.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea at all.
You got guys that can do it. Daniel House.
Yeah.
You know, Gerald Green, who can still fly a little bit. Guys that can attack with an advantage. You don't want guys attacking like Nene. Like, here, Nene, put it on the floor and go get him. And he'll get like a bull in a china shop. But they have wing guys that can attack the rim.
Because they have to do a decent job of it, too, because, I mean, with the way amount of times that James Harden goes to the free throw line, I would imagine the Rockets are up there in terms of free throw shots attempted.
Well, and the pick and roll sets up a lot of perimeter shots. Mm-hmm. So if you start to run a fast break style of offense where you're forcing teams to collapse and stop the penetration and getting to the rim, that will open up your perimeter shots that way. Because right now I think they set a high pick and roll, they set a screen, and they kind of move the ball around that way. I would just...
Your point, take the pick and roll completely out of it and realize even if they don't shoot it, any kind of dribble penetration is going to make the lane collapse.
Right.
And then you get into the old Olajuwon philosophy of when the lane collapses, kick out for threes, then it still fits their system. And it's not too far-fetched from what D'Antoni teaches encourages, so they can get away with it. But this is going to be a hell of a
stretch.
And you
got a guy that can do that with Harden. He can certainly facilitate it that way. Like you said, he kind of does, but not just off the break.
Right, and you look at it, and this is why I'm saying this is such a critical stretch while Capella especially is out, is they're two out of the three spot. They're also two out of being a lottery team.
Sheesh,
so that's a delicate situation right now. They've really got to still keep getting wins. All right, Rockets and Grizzlies tonight from Toyota Center. I'm sure we'll break it down like a mother tomorrow. But we've got plenty more to get to, including previewing some football games coming up and some football games that just were and some other things. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Big show, usual suspects, big news. Got to tell you about this. We were going to get to the football games, and we are. But I do have to tell you this because Barry and I and Nick just got some fantastic news that we cannot sit on. We have to get it to you as soon as possible. We have a new sponsor that is going to be supporting the weight loss challenge this year. And boy, if you haven't signed up yet, you're going to want to get your little itchy trigger fingers working on getting us a text message with your name and your email address. The Houstonian has stepped up to join the weight loss challenge, and the winners in each of the four respective categories are going to get staycations at the Houstonian.
So cool.
Multiple nights.
Yeah. Super cool.
If you've been to the Houstonian, if you haven't, you need to go, because I'm telling you, you talk about top shelf. And there's going to be like added extras. Oh, no, I got you. But I'm saying you're going to be treated like a king or a queen for the time that you're there.
Yeah.
And believe me, if there's any place you want to be treated like a king or a queen, it's the Houstonian.
Without a doubt. So you got staycations. We've got other prizes. And then not to mention you're going to be looking sexy.
And the people's champ.
If you win a staycation, you're probably going to get to – it's going to be a sexcation because then you're going to be all slim and sexy and be banging.
And you can bite the cheese curds any way you want after that.
I don't know what that
– So they squeak.
Had to do with – oh.
Instead of
they squeak.
Instead of
instead of whatever the hell Nick said.
A whole lot
that
of squeaking going on.
Then whatever Nick said.
Nick, would you care to elaborate on what you said?
No.
All right.
So you can get more info. In fact, I saw that it's up now on the website. If you go to ESPN975.com, right there on the front page, there's a little link on the side, Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Just click on that to get the details. At this point, if you want to email the show, you can, but as long as you go to one of the official weigh-in stations or weigh-in spots and weigh in, you're entered. That's how you enter. So you can get that info off the website. You don't even have to email your or text in your email address. You can still do that, and we'll pass it along. But just hit up the weigh-in locations, and you're good to go. All of it right there, ESPN975.com. Check it out.
Well, you know, you guys are all busting your rear ends,
yeah,
working for a living, and you're trying to do this. The greatest reward would be that staycation. There's your motivation. Sign up. It's free. So
do it.
There you go.
Do it.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other football games as we open up the second half of the show. The one that I didn't think was going to be as close as it was, but turned out to be a hell of a football game, was that Saints-Eagles game.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Almost, it was a weird kind of like flip. Like when the game started, you thought, uh-oh, Nick Foles is hot.
Mm-hmm. And the pick, Breeze throwing a pick.
Right, Breeze. And like I said, it was almost the opposite. Like Drew Breeze struggled a little bit to start the game off. But then as the game goes on, they kind of, they hit their mean, right? Like you know where Nick Foles is as a QB and you know where Drew Breeze is as a QB. And they kind of all settled on those means. And Drew Breeze ended up having a pretty decent game. Not spectacular by any stretch of the imagination, but he had a good enough game to get the win.
Here's what I don't like. Any coach in the NFL will tell you,
okay,
if there's a holding penalty and your options are 3rd and 11 with Drew Brees or in their own territory, 4th and 1.5, you're taking the 4th and 1.5 because 9.5 times out of 10, they're punting the ball. All right? So for everybody to pick on and pick apart Peterson because he didn't take the penalty, the way Michael Thomas was getting open,
man.
You were going to give up a first down either way, and instead Taysom Hill ran the ball for 2 yards.
I mean, the Eagles just couldn't get off the field on third down. So it is, you're right. It kind of didn't matter. And late in the game, when you thought that the Eagles might have a chance to get the ball back and force a punt, Kamara runs up the middle, gets another first down, which seals the game. And, you know, I mean, are you going to, you think you're going to be able to stop Kamara on a 4th and 1 or less? That's a lot to ask either way.
They did a good job in the first half, the Eagles defense, that is, against the Saints. So they deserve credit for the first two quarters, no doubt. But my whole thing is everybody was like on Twitter, they're like, run it up the middle, Eagles fans, with Smallwood. They're going to win the game like that. As soon as that stopped working, do we have to run up the middle with Smallwood every single time? Like, it just completely goes from A to B with some of these fan bases. And I can make the argument for a lot of fan bases making this. But that was kind of my pet peeve with the Eagles fan base. I have my comments about the Cowboys fan base as well. But, like, you don't know what you want. And just because you have a guy like Smallwood doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work every time. Just because you have someone like Zeke, it doesn't mean you're just going to be able to run the ball every time.
Yeah, that's not how.
I just don't get that.
There are players on the other side of the ball. It was maybe one of the better games, but Radu had a great point. They all kind of sucked this weekend. There was no really great games, was there?
No, I thought there were. I thought it was a good weekend.
I mean, I enjoyed the hell out of that Eagles-Saints game simply because, I mean, for the most part, when he missed the field goal, you had to. I think you're a liar if you didn't think, hey, look, they're going to, with Foles, they may not win it, but they're going to march down the field and they're going to score. And, you know, if there's time on the clock, Breeze will have a shot. But it's going to get really interesting down the stretch. And, if Alshon Jeffrey, that ball doesn't go through his hands.
I feel so bad for that kid.
And don't you think, I mean, do you guys agree? If he catches that ball, or even if it's incomplete, yeah. I think the Eagles are going to score.
It's a different situation. It's a different situation at the very minimum, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that they necessarily, you can't guarantee.
What if they hit the field goal, though?
But I think the feeling was, amongst most.
And Marshawn Lattimore had a really good game. I mean, that he got lucky on that interception, but yet and still.
He had the pick on Earth.
He had a really good game. He was playing well, so you can't just guarantee that they score. But you're right, they certainly make it a lot more interesting.
If Lutz hit that field goal before the interception, I don't think, even if he did catch that, I don't think they would have won.
I think it's over, right? I said that to Lisa. I said, if this is 52, so at least it's not a chip shot.
Right.
But if he makes it, it's over.
Right. I thought the same thing.
So, I mean, I thought that was a great game. I was pleasantly surprised with the Chiefs. And, Nick, you and I were all over the Chiefs going into the weekend. But
I was not.
Mahomes was the one guy in his first playoff game that stepped up and played great. Because they were showing all the different guys, Jackson and Watson and guys in their first playoff game. There was one other that it just didn't, they took L's.
Yeah, you had that one throw earlier in the season, the no-look pass that I thought was amazing. Now, this one pass that he threw wasn't quite as amazing as the no-look pass, but not even looking in that direction, extending the play, running away, being pressured, and then finding that guy last minute, who wasn't necessarily open, by the way, and then throws it the way he does, I mean, I don't know. Dynamic is the only word I can think of, for lack of a better term. But, geez, I mean, that's an amazing. I'm really high on Mahomes. I think he's going to do super well.
I was kind of. You felt like the Colts just in general did not play the game that they're used to playing. Like, everybody looked off. Andrew Luck was off. Mm-hmm. Everybody was off. Even towards at the end of the game, 6-something minutes left. Now, I was at my show by then, so I kind of missed the last part of it. But I'm like, why are you running the ball?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Frank Reich had a bad game.
I'll give you the definition of what you're saying. Adam Vinatieri had an off day. When does Adam Vinatieri have an off day like that? I mean, that was Mason Crosby against the Lions missing 5 field goals, or Parkey with the Bears. Awful, yeah, right? Yeah. That was that bad. And I love the tweet from Charles Woodson who said, oh, sure, now he misses in the snow. That was fantastic.
Right. Hey, at 46 years of age, so.
Yeah, I think once he went to the Santa Claus beard, all bets are off. Now he looks
it's
old.
It's so weird to see him out
it really
there
is.
That. You're like, dude, you're going to break a hip.
I was like, they gave Frank Reich a helmet, now he's a kicker?
Yeah. That's the beard. Weird. But, I mean, Chiefs get it done. Mahomes doesn't have a great day. He had a decent game, but it's just so tough to stop them, and their defense played a lot better than I gave them credit for. I didn't think their defense would hold up, but it played well. And it's weird because defense statistically, the defense sucks. But when you look at them individually, if you were grading these guys, if you were saying, well, that guy can play that, there's more guys that can play that would grade pretty highly than not. But it's just for some reason during the year, they would just get in shootouts. Like they wouldn't be able to hold up, but they...
Their pass rush was no joke.
Yeah.
They stepped up, got after the quarterback, and really wreaked havoc. So I was very, very impressed by the Chiefs. If they play defense like that with the offense that we're talking about,
crazy.
It's going to be tough to beat them. And here's the other thing. If you're Kareem Hunt, how you feel right now?
Oh, he's probably sitting home watching this game, just feeling like an absolute idiot right now. He has to.
And the other question is, if they win, does he get a ring?
I doubt it.
I would say he does.
You think so?
Because he played in the regular season and he contributed in multiple games.
But I think he shouldn't, but I think he will.
I think he will.
Isn't that team discretion, though?
Oh, that's probably true.
Normally, it's either the ownership vote or a team vote. Now, the shares, the money, is a straight player vote.
Uh-huh.
But the...
The ring? I don't know.
Because here's the other one, boys. Guess who's rooting for the Saints hard? Because they're going to get a ring if they win. Dez Bryant.
Oh,
didn't play in a game, but signed a contract.
Well, people were calling him out on Twitter bad about that. He's like, you didn't earn anything of that if they win. And that's fine.
Some guys don't
care. I think, though, the Chiefs, if they do win the Super Bowl, is going to be kind of like the World Series with the Astros, where they give rings to people that have been with the team for a long time. And when you do that, I think it's going to be a struggle for them to leave out Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Those are questions that you can think about.
I would disagree. I think you would give it to a lot. It's a feel-good story when you give it to the lady selling popcorn that's worked there for 30 years. Give it to a guy...
The great example is the
allegedly
Eagles.
Allegedly that's committed domestic violence.
The Eagles long snapper.
I have to say allegedly we saw the video. Yeah, that's a whole
you're right, because what's the Eagles long snapper that was on America's Got Talent? He's a magician, too. He was traded from the Eagles to the Saints, and then they found out he had a really serious heart ailment, had to have surgery, couldn't play football again, and the Eagles won it for the first time that year, and they still gave him a ring.
Right.
That's the feel-good.
That's, yeah.
Your point is spot on. Yeah. From a PR standpoint, if they find out you gave Kareem a ring, you're going to lose the luster off of that Super Bowl a little bit. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got plenty more to get to. And again, we've got plenty more games as well. And oh, lo and behold, we talked about the Saints. You already know what that means. Someone's on hold. So we'll continue to roll on. You can join the show as well. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over and gets you through the rest of your day. You've heard us talking about The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge Year 2. And we've told you all about the prizes and the staycations and all the stuff we've got planned. And one thing I want you to know is there's not only do we have great sponsors that are offering staycations, but we have great sponsors that are offering you the opportunity to win those staycations, like Vortex. They're a proud sponsor of the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, and they are a great place to work out, get in shape, and have fun doing it. They're the first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio in the city of Houston. They've got rumble classes and ride classes, which is boxing and spin classes. And it is a fantastic workout. 45 minutes. It's nonstop. You're going to get your heart rate up. You're going to lose a lot of weight. You're going to get in shape. And it doesn't consume a lot of your day. I know a lot of you are thinking about going to the gym and you're spending hours there. Man, not so. You go to Vortex. It's 1707 West Gray, first of all. Super easy to get to. Plenty of parking. You show up. You go to the refuel station, which is their smoothie station, and just be like, hey, I want this kind of smoothie ready for me when I'm done with my class. Go into their locker room, luxurious locker rooms. Got the USB chargers in the locker, so you can set your phone in there. It'll be charged when you're done working out. Get dressed, go in there, do your workout. 45 minutes later, you're done. You walk out to the car, you got a smoothie, you got the charged up phone, you're good to go. It's so easy. And right now, they've got a great special for you guys, man. You can take advantage of this $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. 40 bucks, as many classes you want to do in 1 week, and then you can figure out where you want to go from there with Vortex. I highly recommend them. I suggest you get out there and check it out. Take advantage of that $40 for 1 week unlimited classes right now, and you can do so by going to VortexTexas.com. That's VortexTexas.com.
I'll tell you what.
What's that?
That deal right there that you just said.
40 bucks
people
unlimited.
People need to jump on that, because that is a top quality gym. Unlimited classes for 40 bucks.
Ridiculous.
Dang. Yeah. That'll get your little weight loss challenge started.
It's a great way because it's always about getting started. Once you get started, then you won't want to stop.
And you get the towels.
You do get towels.
And it's just going to be setting you up for the lavender
scented
Houstonian
towels.
Where you get towels.
Yes.
Warm, fuzzy,
I've got everything too.
Succulently soft towels.
Wow.
Oh, the Houstonian. They're not going to give you that cheap crap.
No, you're not getting those little rough ass hard towels.
Toilet paper thin.
No. For like one of Nick's socks. Oh, hard and crusty.
There's a reason why they fine you so much if you steal the robes or the towels at the Houston.
Let you know, right?
Because those bad boys are not cheap to be as comfy as they are.
Man.
So that's going to be good.
Can we win?
I don't think so.
Wouldn't hurt my feelings.
For the people.
The peoples would not be happy.
I guess so.
But I could see the peoples on the outside suffering and us tweeting pictures of three rows.
Laid up.
With our feet and slippers.
Getting our toes painted.
Yeah.
What?
Well, at least, not, I don't know, painted, but.
Speaking
of that, by the way, because I want to ask you guys a question real quick before we get to Clarence. But speaking of the toe thing, I was hooping Saturday, and someone came up to, like, challenge a shot, and we went, like, toe to toe and split my big toenail.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my goodness. It felt like my toe was broken.
Damn. Like it literally split your toenail?
Split it. Like,
did it bleed?
Oh, yeah, all over.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's so gross.
I was like, man, I got to do a better job of keeping the toenails even shorter than that.
I keep mine nice and trimmed up. You got them talons, like old man toenails. You ever notice old men don't ever clip their toenails?
You're calling Joel old?
No, I'm just saying in general. Like, first time. Old, like, that's one of the scares me about getting old is I don't want them long-ass claws for toenails.
I don't have shack feet or deadly anything like that, and you guys have seen it. But that my big toenail, and I'm like, I should have trimmed it sooner, I guess. But, man, that thing just splintered off, and I was like, God, that really is. So I took my shoe off and my sock was red. I was like, that's not a pleasant
That's kind of a big thing in jiu-jitsu as well. Like, you got to clip your nail. They'll even provide nail clippers before you start rolling in jiu-jitsu.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Almost thought you said nuts.
No. Why would you clip your nuts?
Jiu-jitsu.
Kind of weird.
Okay. Well, Clarence wants to get in here. That was a shocker. I set it up. We talked Saints. We're ready to move on. But before we do, we'll give him his due. Clarence, welcome back.
Of course, you're ready to move on after another Saints win, but that's okay. Oh, okay, Joe. You'll be fine. And you know what, y'all? We're talking about the Philadelphia fan base. Not all Philadelphia fans are like that, like Holly. She is a great Philadelphia fan. They lost the game. She didn't whine. She didn't complain. She didn't do none of that. She was like, hey, great season. We'll get the next one. And you know what? I did kind of feel bad, full boy, because you know what? Last year, we were on the wrong side of that with Minnesota. This year, we were on the right side of that. That's a great point.
That's a great point, Clarence. You're right.
But you know what? It was a great game. And you know what? Out of all four games this weekend, there was the four best teams won, but you know what they won it with? Defense. And they all said that the Chiefs' defense was soft. The Rams were bad down the stretch. The Saints' secondary was bad. The Patriots didn't look like themselves. But guess what? When it's time to show out, all of them had great offenses, but it was the defense that showed up on all four games.
Real quick, Clarence, before I let you go, I want to ask you. You lost a defensive lineman to, I believe it was an Achilles injury, and he's pretty
Sheldon
damn good.
Rankin.
Sheldon Rankin. How much are you going to miss him?
Well, we're going to miss him going against Steak and Wake next week. So that's what I call him.
Yeah.
That big boy running down the field, we're going to miss him, but I don't feel as confident as I did with him because, you know, he was having a career season with sacks and tackles. We're going to miss him.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it.
You know, off to the next man.
It's going to be fun to watch. I'm sure we'll hear from you the rest of the week, but thanks for the call. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you're talking about the other thing that people talk about, which is it's always tough to beat a team twice in a year, especially when they're not in your division.
Right.
When you see them again. And that's going to be interesting because when you talk about that matchup and look at what ended up being the first half dominant by the Saints, kind of like last week, this last game with the Eagles, and then the Saints bounced back. In that game, the Rams bounced back, and it was, again, Michael Thomas who exposed Marcus Peters, but now Akeem Talib, who they didn't have the last time, is going to be there, and he's going to be blanketing Thomas. It's going to be a fun matchup.
It is. As far as matchups go, you got 1-2 and 1-2. So you've got the top two teams in each conference. And I saw a headline or something like that on ESPN where they said basically like, it's the most dynamic and the best matchup in NFL history for the conference titles. Mm. You on board with that? I mean, is this the most dynamic matchups that you could think of, Patriots, Chiefs, and Saints, Rams? I mean, is this the best ever?
I don't think it's the best ever. I'll say this. From a fan's perspective that doesn't have a rooting interest, to have 1-2 on both sides is great.
Yep.
Because most times, as much as you want that, it doesn't pan out that way. But I'd have to go back and think about it. But there's been some pretty good matchups in the conference championship games. The whole Manning versus the Patriots games or Steelers in that mix in the AFC.
Well, and a lot of times you end up with wild cards winning the Super Bowl, and you're like, okay, this is a team that just backdoored their way into the playoffs in a wild card.
Yeah, Green Bay and the Giants both did that.
Because the Chargers, though they had a good season, they still were a wild card team, and you would have been like, okay, well, now you've got a wild card team doing it. It's nice to have 1-2, though.
No doubt. That makes it a lot more interesting, like I said, for the common fan. All right, if you guys want to join us, 1 hour left to go on the show. The Sports Mappers join us next. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.